Texas, is everything kosher?
Yeah, everything's kosher. Huggy Lowdown.
Civil Wilkes.
Hey, Hug.
And J. Anthony Brown.
What up, Hug?
A.K.A. the philanthropist who believes in educate to elevate. The educator whose motto is each one teach one, and the drunk and disorderly substitute teacher who coined the phrase it takes a village to raise your child support payment. Tom Darwin. Civil Einstein and Jane Copernicus.
What up, man?
How are you astonishing Mensa members doing this morning?
All right.
Ask me how I woke up this morning.
How you wake up?
I woke up in a new Bugatti. Let's count down these contenders, shall we?
All right.
Contender number one, Randy Jackson. Yo Dog is leaving American Idol after 12 seasons to focus on other endeavors. And I think it's a damn shame. Out of all the black judges, Judge Joe Brown and Judge Mathis, he's by far my favorite. I never thought I would say this, but I miss Paula Abdul.
Oh.
And I know Randy Jackson missed her, too. He's the last of the Brohegans. Randy and Simon Manboos, along with Paula's erratic behavior, was the KFC secret recipe.
Yeah.
I heard they're already talking to Gabourey Sidibe to replace Randy.
Wow.
I mean, Silver with glasses on, no one will ever know Randy is gone. Contender number two, Nicki Minaj. Ever since Nicki Minaj has joined American Idol, it's been an American mess. She's showing up for work late. She's beefing with Mariah. Now they're trying to replace Mariah. And Randy's leaving. Now, after Nicki's finished with American Idol, her and her ass are going to be the only judges left. Contender number three, Lauryn Hill. Now, Lauryn Hill's not on here because of her financial troubles. She made the list because of her latest single she put out.
Oh.
It could have kept her out of jail, but nope. The judge played her new single, Neurotic Society, backwards. And it said, I'm coming for Cocoa Puffs. I'm coming for Cocoa Puffs. Contender number four, Tiger Woods ex Elin Nordegren.
What?
Y'all seen Tiger this week at the Met?
Yeah.
Tiger was turned up, tore up, poured up, poured up with his new white woman, and he couldn't have looked any happier. He's never looked that happy with Elin. He had the cross eyes of the Tiger. Contender number five, Jason Collins, ex Carolyn Moose. After Jason come out, Carolyn got a new book that's coming out describing how she was totally oblivious about her ex-fiancé's talent for men. Now, her book is a combination of Love and Basketball, Brokeback Mountain, Juana Man, and Jungle Fever. Contender number six, The Smoking Gun. After Cleveland hero Charles Ramsey's story hit about his heroic rescue of three missing women, The Smoking Gun pulled up some old arrest records trying to bring a black hero down. Smoking Gun needs to smoke some ganja. Contender number seven, Mr. C. Now, New York's Hot 97 DJ, Mr. C, who says he's not gay, was arrested not once, not twice, but three times, and it wasn't a lady. Mr. C said in an interview, if you do your research, you know I'm telling the truth. Now, I say we're living in a society where I don't care what you into, but if you get caught two or three times for an offense, you are that. If a person get caught with crack three times, nine times out of ten, he's a crackhead. Randy Travis got busted three or four times for drinking.
He's driving.
He's an alcoholic.
Yeah.
Mr. C, if you get arrested for playing rock, paper, scissors with another man, that's what you like. I don't believe in wrong place at wrong time two or three times. All I'm saying is if you're shopping at the shopping market, you know, they don't put the ballpark franks by the Kit Kat. That's all I'm saying. Jody Arias and Castro, y'all Alabama's in a week. Rotten hell.